Hello, subtextual listeners. What you're about to hear is a preview from our latest fan service bonus episode, available exclusively on Patreon. If you'd like to hear the rest of this episode and have access to dozens more, head over to patreon.com/subtextualpod. Happy listening.
Yeah, what if Saw was just Jigsaw being like, okay, you have to narrow it down. Your three favorite TV shows, and then I'll let you out of here.
They're like, I'd rather saw off my arm.
That would be me, though. This is going to be challenging.
But you're a pretty decisive person, are you not?
I am, but it changes every day. I feel totally different.
Well, today is today.
Today is today.
I won't hold you to these answers tomorrow.
Okay, great. Because sometimes Lizzie and I will do like impromptu, like, what if we were Letterboxd? And being like, what's your favorite four movies or something, and then she panics.
Oh, no. That really is an unfair question to ask, yeah. But I watch those videos like crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're playing the Desert Island game today, which I don't think we invented, but
we certainly did
marketing. We're taking that idea. Because I was with a friend recently, and they asked me this question. They were like, oh, it was in an interview for a position that I got. Should I tell the people?
Yeah, tell them. It's a great news.
Yes. So through a friend of the pod and someone I've known a long time, I heard about this opportunity at the New Orleans Film Society, which is where I live. And they had an opening, or they had an open application for programmers for their upcoming film festival in October. And I applied. And in my interview, the person I was interviewing with asked me, like, Desert Island, like, what three movies would you take with you?
What did you and say
I
in the interview?
Sweated. Okay, I said Happy Together.
Great.
Because I really, every time I watch that movie, it's different. The second one was, I believe, oh, it was Scream.
Classic.
I said Scream because it's so much fun. I know, right?
You came a long way.
You heard it here first.
And your third?
And my third, I almost didn't say, I almost lied and said something like really highbrow, but I was like, you can't make fun of me, interviewer, but it's Moulin Rouge because that's my favorite movie of all time. And a lot of people hate that movie, but I don't. And then she confided in me that she only had one Desert Island pick. She's like, I don't even need three. I just have one, and it's The Mummy. And I said, you are a friend of me.
Oh, my God.
A friend of Subtextual.
Game recognizes game, dude.
I should have them on. If we become friends, I'll have them on to do the Mummy episode.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Especially love that movie.
That's such a great entryway for a guest. Like, is this your freaking Desert Island film? Because you need to speak on this.
I feel like that's Courtney Eck a couple weeks ago Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And also a really great, like, if you want to be, like, if I'm on a desert island, I want to forget about that island.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be in a totally opposite world. So that was part of my consideration as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not bringing Jimmy Buffett to the desert island.
Yeah. And also, if we're thinking about the logic of desert island, I do want something to remind me of society, like the actual rules, because, you know, like Castaway, that man loses his gourd so early on.
There's no way he just like goes back and gets a job.
No, he doesn't know what a sidewalk is. Like, he's his mind is spaghetti. So, like, I do want some media that like does instantiate society as a whole
and like ties you to a reality that you had, like Moulin Rouge. Not to keep talking about
that's a reality you've lived in.
No, but like watching the film ties me to so many different points in my life.
Oh, I see.
Like over the past 20 years since I saw it for the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, so it would help ground me, I think. If we're talking about keeping hold of your wits on a desert island, I think, you know, you have to take that into consideration. Y'all didn't know y'all were signing up for all this existential shit when y'all picked Desert Island Game, did you?
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. And we're going to be hearing from Lee as well. He's going to have to make some tough decisions. Are you ready, Lee?
Ooh, it's going to be hard. I don't know if I can come up with a list, but I'll try to come up with something for each category. I'm going to do it.
You're going to be off the cuff because I didn't even tell you what categories we were doing ahead of time.
Lizzie told me the categories, but I intentionally didn't look at them. I want to do this all from like, because I know that like Letterboxd, I'm curating, I'm trying to look a certain way, and I don't want to worry about that. I want to worry about like actually the three films that come to mind first, because I feel like that's more true to how I actually would feel on Desert Island.
And I think we enter into a pact right now, looking in y'all's eyes, that like it's not what you think you want everyone here to hear. It's like your actual gut.
Yeah.
I need this.
Yeah, can we all go in? Fist inside?
Pew.
Yeah.
Okay, we agree.
Judgment aside, it's what you truly mean.
Yeah,
from that's the heart.
Legally binding. From the heart.
The heart.
Damn. Also, update, I did get that job, by the way. I'm going to be a programmer for the Rollins Film Festival.
Yes, she is. So submit your most disgusting, raunchy, terrible things. Lizzie will watch it.
I'll have to watch it.
I know I'm going to be submitting my Survivor audition tape to the New Orleans Film Society as a short film.
I was hoping Survivor would come up in this episode. Oh, it's going to come up. It felt unavoidable.
Yeah, it's going to come up.
Yeah, I am co-directing and DPing Sam's, and probably editing Sam's Survivor video.
I need to figure out the like requirements for Sundance, just so we make sure we fall under the right parameters to do a festival circuit.
Yes, we have to submit to festivals. What kind of festivals are they? Like queer film festivals, outdoor film festivals?
Like Cannes, I'm thinking Venice. Really highbrow shit.
Yeah. San Sebastian.
Yeah.
We're going around the world with this shit.
Mm-hmm.